What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
This is CSN's Redskins Talk. Here is your host, JP Finley.
What's up, Redskins fans? Welcome to a very special Kirk Cousins Did Not Get a Contract edition of Redskins Talk, the podcast. JP Finley here. I am joined by Rich Tandler and Ryan Mitchell joining the podcast.
And Big Trev.
Trevor Maddich just popped in, too.
I'm easy to miss. I'm hiding back here.
We got everybody. I will reveal to the listeners, I am in Ashburn at Redskins Park, and Tandler, Maddich, and B. Mitch are all in Bethesda at our studios. I'm going to give my reaction first, and we'll just go around the room. The Redskins gave the absolute minimum offer they could to make a legitimate offer with $53 million guaranteed, and there is no surprise to me that Kirk did not take the deal. I am somewhat surprised that Kirk and his representatives never offered a counter. At least that's what Bruce said. To me, that is the most telling part of this whole conversation. And I will turn to you, Mr. Tandler.
Yeah. Well, I would agree. And it's just, you know, I'm a little surprised Kirk didn't come back with something. But, you know, Alan said, I think he was perfectly happy to play out this year under the franchise tag. He now has $44 million over the last 2 years. And he's fine. If he doesn't play after this year, I think he's fine. He's still driving that conversion van around Ashburn.
Yeah, I think he's fine. But I heard Bruce Allen it was earlier this year, he said, we can use the franchise tag on him again next year. We probably would. So, in other words, you already told him if he's played well, you offer him $35 million. And I think, like, you're right. You're so right, JP. That $53 million sounds great. The 72 sounds great, but how is this structured? Okay, like you said, it's the minimum legit contract they can offer, and they thought he was going to jump on it. He didn't, and I about 3 weeks ago I was like, it's not going to happen. I just felt it wouldn't happen, but I don't like the smear campaign that started up immediately after this ended because that doesn't look good on the Redskins' part.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what Kirk Cousins' team comes out and says publicly. And the truth of it is, I think that they should say as little as possible because Kirk still has to have chemistry with his teammates in the locker room. But if there's an open feud between his side and Redskins management, it makes it harder for him to lead that team down there. So I do want to hear from them, though, because I want to hear their perspective as to why they turned it down. I mean, you talk about it being the minimum possible that they could offer. Well, $53 million guaranteed at signing is more than the information we have about the Raiders' Derek Carr. He only had $40 million guaranteed at signing based on what we know from the media. So this is significantly more than that. It's a lot like Eli Manning got in his latest contract, guaranteed at signing. So there's got to be something else in there in the contract that makes it inadequate to Cousins, and it may be just total compensation averaged out per year. And if it's not that, it's the fact that he just doesn't want to be here. It's one of those two things, but I do want to know which one it is because right now there's just not enough information to put closure to this process.
Look, as far as the guaranteed money, if Kirk did nothing, okay, the difference between him and Derek Carr, if Kirk did nothing, he's getting $24 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what are you putting on top of that? Derek Carr was going to work for less than $1 million this year.
Right, like 900 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the big difference. It's the leverage. That's what what's been thrown about this whole time.
That keeps popping in my head is Charlie Cassidy made a comment few months ago that they're going to have to buy him out of free agency.
Yep.
And the deal they offered didn't buy him out of free agency.
Right.
They had to wow him, and they did not wow him.
But I think that there's an interesting thing here. Cousins is taking a risk because he's one play away from having his career be over, knock on wood, but mm-hmm. that injury could happen, in which case nothing else is germane. But you bring up a great point, Rich, because if he plays under this franchise tag and is willing to sign this deal with the Redskins, but he waits to sign it until next year, until next January, then he gets this $24 million plus that $53 million. And uh-huh. so that may be what he's waiting on.
Yeah, it can kick the can down the road very profitably.
Or Kirk Cousins is upset that he never got offered. Kirk Cousins did.
Yeah.
Well,
that one, of all the times for Bruce to mess up his name, I couldn't believe he did it in the statement. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he did it in the statement. But at the same time, if you're Kirk Cousins and he just can't say Kirk, or he just forgets to say Kirk, when you put 50...
If you offer somebody $72 million, you need to know how to pronounce their damn name.
Yeah,
and,
but,
and if you messed around and offered a contract and you got the wrong name
just,
on it, then that could be a problem.
Right, spell but, it right
but
on
if
the contract.
You're talking somebody, about embarrassment.
But if you're offering them that much money, I am willing to overlook the mispronunciation of my name as long as you spell it right on that massive check.
I'm willing to overlook it, but...
It was bizarre.
Because I'm looking at Twitter, and everybody caught on to that.
Right.
That's a problem,
right?
That's
perception. That's you know.
So
I mean, you could call me. I mean, Kirk Cousins. You could call him Larry Cousins if you're giving him that much guaranteed money. That's fine with me. Just spell the name right on the check.
So tell me if I'm crazy.
You're crazy. Go ahead.
Regardless of what comes out next.
Yes.
I still think it's entirely possible, or I certainly thought this maybe prior to the statement and all these circumstances. But so Kirk makes 24 this year. They transition him next year at 28. He gets an offer. I think the Redskins could still – I think it's still conceivable that he's the quarterback in Washington for the next 3-4 years. I just – but despite how weird all these circumstances are, you know, not a lot has changed contractually with what the Redskins can do.
No, nothing has. As a matter of fact, you know, considering they did not sign him to a long-term deal. You know, but what you have to keep in mind is he could always just sign that transition tag, play 2018 here, and then, hello, completely unfettered, no-tag free agency in 2019 at the age of 31, which is not
and
a bad age for a quarterback.
A five-year deal for $150.
Maybe, but at the same time, I think there's a lot more to it than just the money's important. It may be the most important single thing for most positions, but as a quarterback, there's also something else that you've got to factor in, and that's the quality of your offensive line. The Redskins' offensive line has an all-star left tackle. The right tackle is locked into a long-term contract. They've got a top draft choice at right guard. The other players around them are getting better, and they're adding more depth. They've got one of the best tight end receiving tight ends in the league in Jordan Reed, you know, a good young group of receivers, and a system that Cousins is thriving in. Now, those things are important, especially that offensive line. If he goes to San Francisco or Los Angeles, which are the two most commonly brought up teams that he might go to, he'll be playing behind lines that are a question mark at best. And is it worth a few extra dollars to get your brains bashed in and not be able to maximize your potential in the prime of your career as a quarterback? Or is it worth taking a few less dollars as long as the guarantees are right and staying behind a line that'll keep you upright? And I think that's a big reason why Cousins would have an incentive to really take seriously what the Redskins might say in negotiations next offseason.
I think it's kind of...
Well, and Trevor, the one thing I would say to that too is we all kind of think, you know, L.A. and San Fran make the most sense. And they do on the surface because McVay's in L.A. and Kyle Shanahan's in San Francisco. But if the Skins do transition or even get crazy and franchise him next year, I don't know that those teams are going to wait 2 years to address their quarterback situation. I mean, I know that both are young guys there to build and have long-term contracts in place, but they still are going to have to win some games. And by 2018, I don't know that they're going to punt on another season like it appears both are doing right now.
But I think we all sit here and we automatically go with those two teams because of the familiarity with those guys. But as I stated earlier, Jay Gruden gave him his chance to start. So if he's loyal to anybody, he should be more loyal to Jay than Sean or either Kyle. But there are other teams out here are starting to notice how good he is. And I told you earlier, I played golf with Byron Leftwich, and Bruce Arians put him into the quarterback position, quarterback coach for the team. And before Byron looked at the film and studied Kirk, he always said that Kirk was, hey, man, he's probably 15 or worse. He came back, he said, B. Mitch, I was wrong. You're right. He said, that dude is top 12. He said he does everything right. You know, he probably could run a little bit more, but this guy can play football. So you get that thought now. You get Arizona looking at him. You talked about the Steelers earlier. You start getting more people in this thing, and this could be something and blow up big time. We talking about basketball money? He could get basketball money.
Right, and the Steelers, I think, are an interesting point because Ben Roethlisberger has been saying for the last couple of years that he's going to rethink whether or not he'll come back for the next year, and did it again this year, and so he might be done, he might not be done, but if you're the Steelers, you're perpetually in position to compete for a deep run into the playoff, and if Roethlisberger leaves and you have a chance to replace him with Cousins, I think that would be good for the Steelers. It would also be much better for Cousins than to go out to California.
Yeah, okay. So you say Cousins is top 12, you know, somewhere in there. So do the math, that's 20 teams that could potentially hire him and upgrade a quarterback. So there's a lot out there.
There is a lot out there. But once again, there's value for Cousins in staying where he's comfortable, where he's thriving, and where he's protected. And that's right here. That's one of the reasons I want to hear from Cousins' agent.
Uh-huh.
I want to find out why, if it is true, and Bruce Allen said it, that his agent hasn't given an offer this year to the Redskins. They have not given an offer to the Redskins. Well, if that's the case, is that because they're waiting for next year because they definitely want to leave? Is that because Cousins is so upset with somebody in the Redskins front office that he emotionally cannot be around that person because he's so mad at him or he's so distrusting of him? Well, why is that? Because to me, one of the most striking things about Bruce Allen's statement was when he said that the Cousins side had not come back with a counter offer of any kind in this year. That to me is astonishing.
I said this earlier, Trevor, and I don't know if you agreed. If Kirk Cousins gets to free agency, we're talking $30 million a year. To B. Mitch's point, if you have teams bidding against each other to get to a quarterback, that money's going to get so high. And I think at a certain point, another franchise tag won't look that crazy. I truly think that if he gets the free agency, the numbers will be astronomical.
The 53 guarantee that he said he offered is basically this year's franchise tag plus next year's transition.
Yeah.
But you want me to sign a 5-year deal. So basically what you're trying to get is basically what I get offered anyway, no matter how I play, for the next 5 years, which that contract that they offered him is obsolete after the next year.
As soon as
Stafford signs again, soon as the quarterback at the Falcons sign again, then you get Aaron Rodgers come up. Those things about to shoot way up. All of a sudden, he'll be number one today, and next 2 years, he'll be out of the top 10.
Well, in 2015, Aaron Rodgers was making, I think, $22 million a year, which was the highest average for any quarterback in the NFL. And that was when people were saying that the Redskins should have given Cousins 18 or 20 or so.
Uh-huh.
Well, they were looking at Rodgers saying, this guy's a Super Bowl champion. He's one of the best quarterbacks of our generation. Cousins hasn't proven that yet. Why should we pay him close to Rodgers? But now Rodgers went from highest paid quarterback to number 7.
And that's what those players look at. That's why I heard this rumor about, keep forgetting names here, a quarterback over at Buffalo back in the day. Jim Kelly had a clause where he had to be in the top 3 highest paid quarterbacks. So you negotiate your deal, I get a dollar more than the third guy. I don't have to go in.
Okay,
that's cool.
We are getting signs that we need to wrap this up to move into the studio. So let's do a lightning round. Will Kirk Cousins be the quarterback of the Redskins in 2018?
I'm going to say yes in 2018. Beyond that, I don't know.
Trevor?
I'm going to say yes, and there will be a long-term deal.
JP?
Yes, and it's another tag.
I think no. I think they will lose him in the transition tag process and have a good PR thing to hold up and say, "Hey, look, we couldn't match this $30 million a year." He'll be gone.
That's why they're going to do a franchise tag.
I don't think they can afford it. But okay, hey, thanks for joining us, folks. JP, thanks for phoning in from Ashburn. You hope the traffic isn't too bad when you're trying to get home. And that is it for Redskins Talk, the podcast. I have AJ wildly tapping his watch out there, so we got to run. Thanks, folks. Bye.
I owe you a beer.
On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field, too, when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.